This is TechCrunch.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Josis, a SaaS management platform, raises $93 million. By Kate Park. Josis, a startup offering a software-as-a-service, SaaS, platform to automate corporate IT software application management, has raised a $93 million Series B round led by existing backer GlobalBrain and a new investor, Globus Capital Partners. The latest funding, which brings its total raise to $125 million, comes about a year after its $32 million Series A in September last year. Josis, spun off from its parent company Roxol in 2021, currently has 300 small to medium-sized enterprises using its platform, an increase of more than triple from 90 customers in August 2022, Yasukane Matsumoto, CEO of Josis, told TechCrunch. In addition, the outfit generates revenue with its net revenue retention, NRR, rate exceeding 140% and has hit profitability with a customer acquisition cost payback period of less than 1 year, Matsumoto said. Josis provides the SaaS management platform and IT outsourcing services that manage the IT device lifecycle, including purchasing, configuration, shipping, repairing, and storage of laptops and mobile devices, which will be, in particular, practical for companies that operate in many countries. Since its Series A round last year, it has added features such as Shadow IT Discovery, which enables users to discover unregulated software usage, and SaaS usage visualization and real-time asset tracking via a master data management system. The Japan-headquartered company has expanded globally and now operates its business in the U.S. and a number of Asian countries, including Singapore, India, the Philippines, Indonesia, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, and South Korea. Josis says it aims to offer services in over 100 countries by 2025. Josis will use the recent capital to double its product and engineering team workforce and increase its distribution channels to deliver the services. As of August this year, the company had approximately 120 employees across all locations, aiming to grow to about 240 staff by year-end. Organizations across the globe are struggling to modernize their operations and catch up with the technological and human shifts that have transformed how and where work gets done, Matsumoto said in its statement. At Josis, our vision for better systems, better world drives us to reimagine the traditional IT operations playbook for the hybrid work era and deliver a next-generation lifecycle ops platform to help companies of all sizes establish efficient and secure practices for managing their applications and devices.
To hear everything you need to know about the week's top stories in tech from the people who wrote them, check out the TechCrunch podcast, hosted by me, TechCrunch Managing Editor Daryl Etherington. Each week, we go in-depth on two or three of the week's top stories from in and around the startup ecosystem, and I'll be joined by the TechCrunch experts who covered them. They tell us why the news is so important and what they think matters most to you, our listeners, whether you're just interested in tech or that's where you make your living. New episodes drop every Saturday morning, so be sure to subscribe to the TechCrunch podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.